Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, welcome into hour number two on a busy 4th of July weekend show. You're going to get a chance to get out and enjoy some fishing during this long, actually a four-day weekend for a lot of folks. A lot of them snuck out Friday and got Saturday today, tomorrow, and then we got the holiday on Monday. So if you get out, be careful. Remember, use a designated driver on that boat. The Department of Wildlife and Fisheries is out there under Operation Dry Water, on the lookout for boating under the influence. All right, got some announcements came in this week. The Gulf Council is concerned that the recreational fishermen could over-harvest the greater amberjack annual catch in the fall season that's coming up. If they would, that would result in closing it totally for next year, 2023 and 2024. So they have requested that the NOAA fisheries use an emergency rule to reduce the chances of over-harvesting, which would mean that if they approve the request, the recreational fishermen will not be able to catch amberjack in August of this year, next month, which it is scheduled for. It would be modified so it would be open in September and October, but not in August. So chances are that's very likely that's going to be approved. So we'll keep you abreast of that. Hopefully we will be able to fish the amberjack next month. All right, turkey hunters. Department of Wildlife and Fisheries has developed an online component to expand its survey. What they're going to be doing now is asking volunteer participants during the summer to go on their website and click Louisiana Turkey Survey Data Entry, and then you can log on your wild turkey observations. You'll be asked your name, the date, the location, the number of males, whether they're adults or juveniles, the females, and most importantly, the poults that you count. And by doing that, they've got a lot more eyes out there than the department could ever do and get a much better handle on what the turkey population is. I've talked about this a couple of years ago, suggested it to them, and looks like somebody might have been listening. So if you want to participate, and I encourage you to do so, it's the Louisiana Turkey Survey Data Entry. Also got word that the Alabama Deep Sea Rodeo, which is a big one, it's coming up July 14th through the 17th, takes place over there on Dauphin Island. I think this is their 89th year. They are reinstating the shark category. You know, they've kind of been a little worried about the population of sharks and putting them off limits. Well, they did some studies and did the research and said, yes, we can now put them back in. There's going to be four species, and they're looking for big sharks: tiger, bull, hammerhead, and the black tip. The minimum size is 80 inches total length, which is a pretty good size tiger and a bull shark. The minimum size for black tips is 60 inches. And remember, if you are participating in that, you need to get one of those HMS, highly migratory species, permit with a shark endorsement. Dr. Sean Powers with the USA School of Marine Environmental Sciences, he's also the head rodeo judge, he was involved in getting this management decision. He said the spectators really enjoyed seeing those sharks. The fishermen, well, not so much, because, you know, it's very frustrating and depressing when you reel up a huge head of an amberjack, or most commonly a red snapper, and there's no body left, just one big bite taken out of it. You know, it's hard to tell. We knew kind of empirical evidence that there was so many snapper, and thankfully we got longer snapper limits and seasons, and thanks to better accounting methods. But with shark, it's not so easy. But anyone that fishes offshore, knows once you get on a good bite, the Sharks move in. It's Katie bar the door. It's kind of over with. Anyway, this year at that rodeo, they're going to have what's called the Killer Dock. It's a large, big rock, a big rack, and they'll be displaying the Sharks to let the spectators get a look at them. It's going to be under the shade to keep the sun off of them, and they're going to be used for research. They won't be wasted. So, anyway, big news, Alabama Deep Sea Rodeo returning Sharks, and it's been several years since they had that category, and a lot of the fishermen are happy they'll be taking a few of them, at least, out of the water. All right, coming back after this, Mike Gallo updates us on the happenings around Biloxi Marsh, Shell Beach, Lake Pontchartrain. His report's next. It's coming up here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And Cito is responsible for the Mike Gallo Fishing Report. You know, for $199 for a whole year's membership, they will bring you fuel, they will rescue you, tow you in, jumpstart you for electrical problems, whatever it takes to get you safely back to the dock. Some people call them AAA on the water. They even work on the 4th of July, all the holidays, 24/7. Peace of mind for you and your loved ones, and it's one call away to Captain Chris, 504-301-4545, or a simple click to Cito.com. Captain Mike Gallo joins us now. He's probably got a big crew going on of the Spots and Dots Lake House Lodge for this 4th of July weekend. Mike, what's your plans, and how's the fishing been?
I tell you, Don, it's been a pretty good week of fishing. Had to dodge rain a few times. Very good tide movements. Water's nice and clean. Wind's not too bad today. So it looks like it's going to be a pretty good day. I've actually been catching some nice speckled trout in the local area, not having to travel too far, fishing the deep passes. When the tide slows down and turns and starts to come in, that seems to be the key time when the speckled trout are feeding. Once that water starts gaining a fair amount of velocity on its way in, they seem to scatter out or move on. But each day over the last several days, we've caught nice boxes of speckled trout, a few redfish mixed in, you know, the usual suspects, few redfish mixed in, few drum, sheephead, maybe even a flounder. So that'll be our plan again today. Try to fish in some of these deep passes and see what we can do. If that all backfires on us, which I don't expect, it's been good 3 out of 4 days this past week, we'll head to the Biloxi Marsh and see if we can find some redfish.
Well, Mike, from the species that you're catching and where you're fishing, I'm assuming you're using either a Carolina rig or a drop shot with live or dead bait to catch them. Is that right?
We are using the drop shot rig. We did try some with the Carolina rig. I had a gentleman brought his own rod and reel, and he caught some with the Carolina rig. You know, I've been partial to that drop shot for many years. It's just my go-to setup. But, yes, we have been using the drop shot rig, live shrimp, and if we can get them going good enough, we'll switch somebody over to plastic. And it doesn't seem like color's made too much of a difference, although if I had to choose one, it seems like pink has been really working best for me as far as plastic colors.
Mike, you mentioned you're catching a few of those puppy drum. What's your favorite recipe to do with a drum? Do you treat it exactly like a redfish, or do you have something special for it?
I think my favorite way to do the redfish is on the half shell. I think the black drum is a little more versatile. I'll try it on the half shell, but I'll also completely fillet it and fry it. Whereas I don't prefer the redfish fried as much as I do the drum. So I think the black drum is a little more versatile. Can cook it either way you choose.
I think it's got a little bit sweeter flavor than the redfish does.
It's very good. It is very good. They don't escape back into the water when my customer says I don't want it.
I understand. Well, Mike, it sounds like you got a good crew over there. Who are you fishing with today?
We are fishing with a group out of Texas. They were here a couple of years ago for a bachelor party, and they enjoyed themselves, and now they're making their way back.
So is this a divorce party now? What's the purpose?
It's not a divorce party, from what I understand. He's still happily married.
Oh, that's good. And we welcome those Texas fishermen to come over. Next week, I'm going to be talking to a Texas fisherman who's inviting Louisiana fishermen to come over. And I got to tell you, this guy has been catching some 30-inch speckled trout over there on that lower coast down there in Texas. And it's something that kind of has escaped us. I mean, if you go back 10, 15 years ago, you remember everybody was pulling in those big eights and nines and sevens were pretty consistent out of there. But you don't see those anymore, Mike. What's your theory on that? Is it overfishing or changes in salinity? What's the reason?
I tell you, Don, we've caught some decent fish this spring, although nothing over 6 pounds. I'd say we had some fives, maybe even 5.5, but nothing over 6 pounds. And I've never caught a 30-inch trout in the Pontchartrain Basin. I've never caught a 30-inch trout, period. So he can invite me. I'd love to do that. I'd love to catch a 30-inch trout.
Maybe we'll do that. I'll ask him and see if we can make that little run over there. I got a place we can stay and everything.
I would be suspicious of the spillway causing us to not catch those bigger ones on a more regular basis. You know, they opened it, I believe it was 4 out of 5 years, which would make it 4 out of the last 6 or 7 years. So it's still, you know, it take a trout, I think, 4 years before it's going to reach 6 pounds. So that would be what I would blame not having some of those really bigger trout. Hopefully they keep the spillway closed, shucks, for the next 10 years. But I think if they keep it closed, we'll start to see some of those bigger trout return.
Yeah, well, Wildlife and Fisheries Commission is meeting this coming week, and I'm sure it's going to come up. Whether they'll take action or not, I'm not sure. You know, they've got a goal of reducing the harvest by 20% for 5 years to bring the population back. I don't know whether that is going to cause an increase in the size to return to the days of the big trout that came from, you know, Pontchartrain and some of the deeper passes over there. But we'll see what happens with it. And I know you've talked about it a lot, and most of the guides would be in favor of it if it's necessary to take a little reduction on the limit or maybe even a size increase too.
yes, I am definitely in favor of what they're proposing. We got to keep our fishery healthy. So I'm definitely in favor of that. And what they're proposing, if the numbers work out, they say in 5 years it'll bounce back. So that's really a small amount of time to get back to where we were.
Yep, and you got to admit, 25 fish per person, say you got four people on the boat, 100 fish, that's an awful lot of fish. That's as many or more than what most people really would need, I would think.
Yes, I've cleaned 100 trout on a trip many times, and I wouldn't mind at all reducing that amount.
Well, Mike, you and the Texans have a good time. Hopefully you get to see some fireworks over there in the Biloxi Marsh. We'll get some of those redfish to blow up on you guys, and we'll check in with you next week. By the way, if somebody wants to get to you, I know you got some weekday trips open, weekends, unless you hook them up with some of your guides that work with you. Might be a little bit tough, but tell them how to get you if they want to get a hold of you and check your schedule.
Very simple, Don. You can find me on DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. My website is aaofla.com. Or the reliable telephone at 985-781-7811.
And I got a couple of 10-gallon hats for you and me to wear. We'll head to Texas, and we're going to go get them trout.
I'd love to try that. That sounds like a good time.
All right, Michael. See you next week.
All right, Don. We'll talk to you then.
Captain Mike Gallo, born on the bayou, headed out to go get his fish for the day. All right, we come back after this. Some people like to paddle for their fish. In fact, a lot of people do. That's why we have a special paddler's report. And we're going to talk to Captain Eric Mohabarak of the Louisiana Kayak Company and get the latest on what's out there for those of you who like to get up, snuggle up close and personal with those fish. Right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You going stroking this 4th of July weekend? Well, we got the guy that might be able to put you in the right direction for some fish. Captain Eric Mohabarak, Louisiana Kayak Company, joins us. A report each week is brought to you by Massey's, who does a lot to support the paddlers. And by the way, Eric, what's going over at Massey's? I understand you were over there the other day. What's happening?
Oh, man, they got them green eggs done. You know, that's a great little thing for the 4th of July. You put your food on there and leave it smoke, go inside, suck up the air conditioner, get out this heat, man. Ooh, it's hot.
I got to tell you, Eric, that green egg is the finest slow-cooking grill on the market. I have done some phenomenal cooking on mine, and it's unbelievable. You know, the advantage, you can regulate that temperature so precisely, and you can just walk away and leave it, you know, and then you use that lump charcoal in it and gives it that great, great flavor, man. It's really good. Green eggs. Now, we're not talking about green eggs in a grocery store that have gone bad. We're talking about the big green egg, the one that lasts a lifetime. You only buy one. They don't go bad. You keep it forever.
Yeah, it's got a lifetime warranty on it, too, oddly enough. I read the other day about it. Kind of neat there. You know?
What else is going on over there?
Man, they got your sun chairs, your sun hats, shirts, all of that stuff over there, clothing, full line of stuff, North Face, Columbia, all of the finest brands. They got, barbecue supplies, and that's all at the New Orleans location. They got the Bodie products, you know, the paddle boards, hard and inflatable. And they still got, I think it's two left of those Bodie docks. And those are the big square things that people like to hang off the back of the boat or put on the river and float down the river. Or, you know, it's just kind of a hangout spot type of board. Uh-huh. It's 7 square foot, so it's pretty big. You know, those are cool. You know, I kind of look like a walrus when I'm up on it. Yeah. But, you know, I'm not the best beautiful person in the water.
we'll remind folks, they got a bunch of stuff. And you can find them in Mid-City, New Orleans, Baton Rouge, and Covington. Got three locations for Massey's Outfit. Is one of the real supporters of the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club. Eric, the National Saltwater Kayak Series canceled over there in Florida because of lack of participation. What happened? Was it weather discouraged them? Did they not get the word out? Why did it not go on?
No, I think they tried to piggyback off of the Bud Light Series, a tournament that Brendan was fishing last weekend. And yeah. I think everybody over there went and fished the Bud Light thing, which is an established rodeo for many, many years. It's been, you know, I don't know the exact number of years that Bud Light Rodeo has been going on, but I know there's plenty of participation in that. And I think that just kind of, you know, killed it. They just didn't have enough people sign up for the Saltwater Series. But it should be a neat tournament if they can get it rolling. The numbers are down. I think we had 30-something people fish here in Louisiana, and they should have another one wrapping around here yet. I don't know the date on that, though. But Brendan might be able to answer that question better on why they had to cancel it.
We'll talk to him next week.
Yeah.
A lot of times these tournaments will schedule it the same day as another one with the thinking that people are going to sign up for both where they can fish them both. But sometimes that backfires on you and they only fish one and that may have been what happened. Well, we'll find out about that. You've been down fishing in the lower Port Sulphur and Empire area. What are you finding down there?
Yeah, man, you know, like just what Mitch said, the redfish are really showing up, doing well. You know, I've been fishing in my islands out there, out of Empire and stuff. You know, in fact, I posted an old video from Bayou Wild with Martha in it the other day, and basically fishing the same exact area we were in when we did that video. And it's no secret. You can just look over the bridge, you'll see the islands. You know, picking up on a few trout there too, kind of scattered on the trout, but redfish have been really decent. You know, we had a limit one day, and then you know, the other day we'd catch, you know, like 8 and, you know, 7, and then hit a limit. It's kind of been, you know, but it's been fishing. You know, sometimes you got to fish. The heat's hot. You know, we try and get out there early in the morning. I suggest everybody bring some sports drinks, some water. I get a little something called at Whole Foods. It's kind of expensive. It's about $30, but it's called Liquid IV. I'm not sponsored or anything by them, but it seems to work well. It's a little like some kind of protein drink thing you shake up in your water, and it really seems to help me. You get a big sun hat, get a buff, cover yourself really good, you know, because the sun is definitely cooking down on you.
Yeah, I got to get you some Cool Blue. You know, we got to fix you up with that. That'd be perfect.
Yeah, I've been hearing about it. I just haven't ran across it yet. So, yeah, I'm going to have to check that out, Don. I'd appreciate that.
Yeah, we'll get you some down there. Now, listen, Grand Isle on 4th of July weekend is popping and hopping. I think they got a concert going on. They got a big fireworks display. How's the fishing and crabbing been? And I tell you what, I just got a report in. It was from Big Mike Pichon, and he says, thank his buddies. They gave him a Grand Isle trip for his birthday. They caught 16 dozen big crabs on Elmer's Island. Now, my Rummel math skills tell me that's 192 crabs, and that is a phenomenal catch down there. When the crabs are running in Elmer's Island, you get to it off the beach, perfect place to go. What you hearing on Grand Isle?
Yeah, done. Just what you're saying. They're catching the speckled trout down there. You know, it's the time of year on the beaches. You know, catching them behind the island also, just because it's an island. But the crabbing and the shrimping have been phenomenal down there. And then, you know, you go out, you catch a few speckled trout in the kayak, come back in, load the rest of the ice chest up with some crabs, scooping them in the net. I seen a video the other day. The guy was walking in the water ankle deep, and they must have had 100 crabs scooting off from him. But just phenomenal. I've been wanting to get down there. I just haven't had the opportunity, man. They've been throwing the cast net, catching 10, 15 shrimp. I'm sure you've seen that.
You know,
and I'm glad to see the islands coming back like it is, you know. They took a big beating down there, and it's always a good time down on a poor man's paradise down there. It's beautiful, you know.
Poor man's paradise. I love it. I'm a coin that one. I might trademark that one.
There's actually a song doing that. I'll send it to you on the Facebook.
Yeah, we need it. We'll play it on the show.
Yeah,
well, Eric, thanks for the report. You are one of the few kayak charter companies, and if somebody wants to go with you, you got everything they need to get started. And I would imagine a lot of the people that you get started end up becoming lifetime kayakers, too. So it's a good way to get involved in it. They can get you on my website. Yeah. We got you there at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Give us your site and phone number.
The Louisiana Kayak Company, it's on Facebook and Instagram. And then you can just call me, 504-313-8292. And, you know, just give me a call, and I'll be glad to fill you in on all the information.
All right. Sounds good, Captain Eric. We'll see you next time.
All right, Don. Have a great week, man. We'll see you later. I'm going to send you that song. All right, later.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. Happy 4th. All right, we come back after this. Oh, Lord, we got a guy who had some snakes in his possession, and he got written up. We'll tell you his crime and what his possible time would be. And also, we want to welcome in 17 of them. Count them. New Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries agents. That story's next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
All right, we're hearing from our friend Ed Miller in Wilmer, Alabama. He says the garfish is his choice for the fish of the year. He said last week there was a jubilee, which is when the oxygen gets low in the water and all the fish and crabs and shrimp pop up. It happened on the eastern side of Mobile Bay. I missed it by a week, Ed. Did you get down there and scoop up some of them? That's a good time when that happens. All right, also I've been asking, that's why he's voting for the gar, been asking if you had to pick a fish of the year award, as I do, which one would you choose? We got a 25.8-pound dog snapper. That was a new number one caught by Ella Douglas. A new number one long-nosed gar. That was caught by Cody Broussard, broke a 3-year-old record. And we have a new number two yellowfin tuna, broke a 17-year standing record. This one was caught by Robert Kilroy, 246.4 pounds. And a great trigger fish, 13.35, a new number one. Broke the old 2-year-old standing record. That was caught in the Green Canyon by Ricky Clement. Which of those four would you vote for? Text me, 504-260-1870. And we got also announcement that 17 new agents graduated and are now going to be working at the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, providing some of those bad boy stories. And we got one coming up for you right after we pause 10 seconds to let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. On Monday, June 20th, Department of Wildlife and Fishery Agent Senior Lucas Hidalgo and Sergeant Ryan Fall received a tip that Caleb Hudson was in possession of venomous snakes. Now, you notice I used the term venomous, not poisonous. You see, I have a 11-year-old granddaughter, Isabel, who is a snake expert, and if she heard me incorrectly saying poisonous, she would set me straight real quick. Venomous is the term. The agents got a search warrant for Hudson's home in St. Martin Parish and found two copperhead snakes in plastic totes. They seized the snakes and donated them to the Audubon and Alexandria zoos after citing him for alleged illegal possession of venomous snakes. If convicted, facing a maximum of $500 fine, 90 days in jail, is 40-year-old Caleb M. Hudson of Brobridge, Louisiana, this week's Bad Boy of the Outdoors. If you're interested, that is a violation of Louisiana Statute 56-632-5, which says, in Part B, the importation or private possession of venomous snakes, including any species under current taxonomic standing recognized to belong to the families of pit vipers and vipers, cobras, mambas, sea snakes, mole vipers, as well as those obtained in any manner, shall only be by permit issued by Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, except for sanctuary zoos, aquariums, research centers, scientific organizations, and medical research facilities as defined in the Animal Welfare Act. So, can't have any venomous snakes in your possession. You know, I got a couple snakes. In fact, last night I had a surprise. One of them is giving birth. It's a DK brown snake. I caught two of them. Had one for over a year. The other one I've had for several months. And one of them gave birth. And at last count, there was six and still climbing. And I am told through research that these snakes can bear anywhere from 3 to 41 young snakes. So it looks like I am a snake breeder by accident. And I got to figure out what I'm going to do with all these baby brown DK snakes. Anyway, that's my problem. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures. Always a good time chatting with him. We'll find out what he's up to and get some fishing information from him for you on this 4th of July weekend on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, while we're trying to get to Captain Ryan Lambert, having a little connection problem, let me get to some of your text messages. We're hearing from the worm. He says the first time he fell back asleep doing the show. You might have to put a bass on. That's from my buddy the worm. Don't fall asleep. We got interesting stuff. Here's one. Mr. Don, I have found a method. It's Victorian for potted meat that will work great with frog meat. I'll let you know. Who knows? It started out as a joke when I was basically hosting, filling in for the morning show, 6 to 10 on our flagship station, and talking about potted frog meat, but maybe there's something to it, and could start a trend and maybe a whole new industry. Anyway, next 2 weeks, I'm going to be guest hosting on that station. That's our flagship station, WWL 870 AM, 105.3 FM, from 6 to 10 every morning. I'll be there, and hopefully I'll have my outdoor audience with me then. All right, we found Captain Ryan Lambert. He was shipwrecked on an island, and he finally found his cell phone, and he got it cranked up with some solar power, so we're going to talk to him. Captain Ryan, good morning.
You don't know how accurate that was.
I'm close to it, huh? Yeah. How's the fishing been for you? How's the fishing been?
It's been real good, buddy, except for all them rainstorms this week, you know. The river's falling out. I'm up at Lake Jordan in Alabama. And if you don't get outside where you're high, you don't have service. So I had to hurry up and make a move.
What's your fishing up there?
Crappolays.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Have any luck yet?
Yeah. We are using the live scope and just fine. We got a bunch of brush piles down. You can see them down there pretty easy.
Yeah, we were talking about that live scope earlier. Captain Kirk is doing the same thing you did. He got out of Dodge, and he headed up to his place in North Louisiana, and he's fishing white perch, and I fished with that live scope, and that thing is incredible. We were talking about whether you think it would work in salt water. You think it would work down there in salt water?
Certainly it will. There's no difference.
Yeah, well, I must be picking up imaging instead of clarity because, you know, the water clarity usually is a problem in salt water, but evidently it doesn't affect it.
No, it doesn't. No, you can use it anywhere. I got one on my boat. I use it sometimes. I don't I don't depend on it like the crappie fisherman, because it gets addictive. You know, after a while, you won't be able to fish nothing except looking at that TV screen. You know, if these guys up here, if they don't have it, they lost. They don't know what to do. They're so used to looking at the fish. You know, I don't want to get too addicted to it.
Yeah. Well, what depth are y'all finding them?
Yesterday they were about 17 foot down to about 20, 22, something around that area there. They ganged up pretty good. We're going to get after them hard today. I just got here yesterday evening and we just looked around. We didn't really fish much. And then, but today we're going to get after it hard.
Being you're the plastic man, I guess you're just sending a jig down there and
of course.
It's kind of
course. Yeah, why? What else would you fish with? they don't have live shrimp here.
No, but they got those little shiner things. A lot of people use
those. Yeah,
they
got minnows. No, we use little grubs, little hand tied flea flies is what they really use in here. Everybody ties their own, you know, it's a deal. But it's fun. River's really coming down now. It's 5-something and falling. It's going to be 3-something here shortly. Oh, my God, we're fixing to get into it good.
Yeah, 5-4 is what I've got, and it's continuing to fall. So that is some really good news and going to lead to some.
Yeah, anything
really
under 7, the bull reds will be coming in like crazy. We'll have schools of bull reds. Well, they're already there, you know, but they'll come in really close now, and we'll be catching them on those schools of pogies right on the bank, and the trout, you know, the trout will be on the islands, on the reefs, on the beach now. Oh, man, it's going to be a really good summer, man. And we've been
How'd your Venice trip turn out last weekend?
Limited reds and some sheepheads, and, you know, it was okay. The wind was a north wind. I just got out of it. I went way down at the end of the passes and just got on some points and islands and did some sight fishing. You know, it's hard to sight fish when the water's high. You have to wait for that water to start falling. Then it gets crystal clear and all the fish come to it. But see, all the fish were still on the edge that week. But now it's at 5-something. Everything's pulling toward the river this week. Everything's coming in. They're going to get in the passes. They're going to get in the river. And everything will change now. It's under 7. So, but if it's at 5-4, they're really starting to pull. By the time they're 3-8, we'll be able to sight fish them in the river.
Yeah. How far really up do you think that wedge will go if it gets down to 4 or maybe even lower? How far up north will the wedge
it's go? It's going to be 3-something here shortly. So it's going to come on up. But it takes a while to do it. I think when it hits 3 foot, it'll be up to Burris in no time. And then if it stays that way all the way till November 1st, the trout will be all the way in the river, all the way to Burris. But, you know, they'll get in the passes in the spillways and stuff. They'll start moving in there. You know, October, as soon as October 1st gets, boom, they'll start pulling into the passes. So they'll stay on the beach until that, but it's going to be good because the water will be really pretty. Oh, man, it's been 10 years since we've had a great river. And might finally get to be our chance. You know how much I like that.
Yeah. Has it been that long? Has it been 10 years?
10
since
years.
We had a surge?
10 years.
Wow.
December 12th.
Yeah.
2012 was the last. No, 2018. And December 12th, 2018 was the last time I got to. No, it was 2012. It's been that long, yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep. Time flies.
It's been that long since the fish have been good in the river, like really good when the river was under 3 foot.
I just got a text in. It says, why won't Captain Ryan use live bait anyhow? So I'm going to let you answer that.
Well, I don't want to feed the fish. I want to catch them. It's a dominant species theory. You want to outsmart them. You don't want to just sit there and feed them. Anybody can sit on the bank and fish and throw feed to the fish.
And it's messy, too. You don't want all that smell on your hands and, you know, all
that
that's stuff.
A pain in the butt. Well, really, what you're doing is you're sitting on the point just changing shrimp out for people. I mean, the thing is, anybody can do that, really. I mean, anybody can do that. So if you want to do that, you can fish with anybody. But I feel like if you want to specialty fish, fly fish, sight fish, that's the kind of my specialty stuff, and I like to do that. But, you know, my guys are really, really good at the shrimp deal. I mean, they know where they at. They know where to pull up on them and go get them. But it just don't do it for me.
No,
I guess
I'm
old.
Well, not just that. I mean, you know, as many fish as you've caught over the years and done it, it gets to be old hat. But you got to remember, and you see them every day. You get customers that maybe fish once, twice a year.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They get excited
oh, yeah.
anyway to catch a fish, and they don't have the
That's
skills
right.
and the finesse to work an artificial bait the way you need to catch them. So they're happy to use that live bait, and God bless
them. There's a lot to it, too, because, I mean, my guys are really good at it. I mean, they put customers on fish every day, come when it's bad, when it's good. And, you know, you can't really do that every day if you don't have bait. But, you know, if I'm really good at what I do, too. You know, when I'm not using bait, I have to fish totally different. So I got to do different things. I have to go different places. I don't even see them most of the time when I'm fishing because it's just a different ball game.
And they don't want to be around you anyway.
That's right.
Listen, before you go, I'm going to leave you with one tip for you up there where you're fishing, okay? You got to drop that sockeye stuff. It's crappie.
Oh, crappie. I call it crappie.
There you go. Mix
that
it up.
That way everybody understands me.
You got it. Have fun up there. Happy 4th, and we'll see you when you get back home.
Same to you, my brother. See you, buddy.
All right. Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures. All right, we come back after this. Got some text messages to wrap up this 4th of July edition of the Outdoors with Don Dubuque radio program. And thanks to all of you who cast your votes to help me make a decision on the Fish of the Year. I'm agree with most of you. We got several different for gar, but overwhelmingly the yellowfin tuna caught by Robert Kilroy. I will be casting my vote for his fish to be the Fish of the Year. But I'm just one on a committee. I'll let you know how that turns out. That award will be presented, by the way, in the first weekend in August. I got lots of happy 4th of July. Thank you all of you for sending that in. Got the Silver Hill guy said he had that Vibrio bacteria in 98. Took him 7 months to get over it. Was in his left hand. At Dauphin Island, they had a death and a man lost his legs and arms. Be careful. It usually affects people that have some type of a compromised immunity. Silver Hill guy. We're going to add that name to our list of regular listeners. We also got this one says, thank you for the program. Best thing on radio and television. You are the best. That's very kind of you to say that. Thanks so much. All right, I'm going to be back. If you listen to the flagship station, I'll be on Monday morning. In fact, working 4th of July, the holiday, 6 to 10 a.m., and then for the next couple of weeks, I'll be doing that during the week. But I'll be back here again next week, Saturday morning, 5 to 7 a.m. We get up dark and early, and we have a lot of fun here on the radio show, getting your text messages from you, the listeners. And without you guys, thank you so much. We wouldn't have any sponsors, and with no sponsors, there's no show. Fortunately, we got it all right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.